Hello, my name's Ian Campbell. Welcome to About Regional, a new place for the stories of southeast New South Wales. My partners in this podcast are Jen, Arthur and Jake at Light to Light Camps in Eden, offering fully supported hikes along Australia's most spectacular coastline. It's wilderness, but done comfortably. Check their website for more, lighttolightcamps.com.au. This week, one man takes on the garbage that's building in our oceans. Every high school student in the Bega Valley will soon have a reusable drink bottle, cutting the need for one-use, lightweight, disposable plastic water bottles. Over the last couple of months, students at Eden Marine High School and Lumen Christi Catholic College at Pambula have received a stainless steel drink bottle to refill at school taps and bubblers. Kids at Bega High School got theirs today, and Sapphire Coast Anglican College down the road will soon have theirs. It's the initiative of Bega Valley philanthropist Peter Hannon. As someone who loves the ocean, Peter says he felt compelled to act after hearing of the impact plastics were having on the world. Following last year's Marine Science Forum, hosted by the Sapphire Coast Marine Discovery Centre, Peter made a pledge to buy 2,500 reusable bottles and distribute them to Year 7 to 12 students across the Shire. Peter comes from a family of community action. His late mother Shirley established a trust before she died to fund a national portrait prize that's held every 2 years. That's since grown to incorporate a youth prize in the alternate year. Peter wants other schools and shires to pick up on his water bottle idea. He says it's action everyone can do that has an impact straight away.
I'm really happy. The kids seem to be excited by the bottles and the idea. They all get it. They seem to get it a lot better than a lot of our generation gets it. And the school staff, and they've been very good, and they're very behind the idea too. So, no, exciting.
You say they get it. What are you hoping they get? What's the message here?
Just a way of thinking. Every day you see people throwing bottles away, throwing plastic bags away from the supermarket. The whole thing is just so unnecessary and so damaging. I can't figure it out why everyone doesn't see it, but most of us don't. So I'm just trying to get people to think. One thing you can do is stop using bottles. It's easy. You actually feel like you're achieving something, and you are. It's not overwhelming. And to try and influence other people and people around them and other schools, parents, everyone, to just think a bit more before you just grab one out of the fridge and throw it away.
What inspired this particular idea to give every high school student in the Bega Valley their own drinking bottle? Where did that thought come from?
I attended one of the the Eden Discovery Centre, have their marine forums, been to a few of them. They're really good. Quite depressing, but very informative. That's why they're depressing, I guess. And last year, it was marine debris and trash, and a lot of that was plastic. And though I am aware, because I spent a lot of my time in the ocean and follow a lot of the issues, I wasn't aware of just how bad things are, and really just couldn't walk out of there without trying to do something about it.
You and Karen Wood from the Sapphire Coast Marine Discovery Centre have just made a presentation here at Lumen Christi Catholic College, played a couple of videos to the students as well. What is it about the plastic bottle story that alarms you the most?
Well, I guess most people just don't think. I think it's probably one of the biggest environmental disasters that I've seen in our recent times. It's so crazy to have something that actually gives off toxic chemicals, is quite toxic its whole life. Drinking out of these bottles, they absorb chemicals. A lot of people reuse them thinking, oh, well, I won't throw it away, but that's actually not very good for you. It's quite bad. Just the nonchalance which human beings accepted that they could do this. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk a bit about those chemicals that you point to, that toxicity that come from plastic bottles. I think many will be familiar with, you know, marine creatures ingesting plastic. But you pointed to something else there that perhaps isn't more widely known.
Well, I think some people are aware of it, and it's why you buy different grades of plastic bottles for gym, because they're made up of plastic that, I suppose, don't give off the chemicals as freely. while I'm not able to tell you exactly what chemicals they are, I do know that reusing these bottles, leaving them in sunlight when they heat up, it all helps to absorb the toxins. So that alone, even if you only use it once and throw it away, if it's been sitting around, it's just not a healthy idea.
And increasingly, part of this story is microplastics. Just terrifying.
Apparently, that's the bigger story. We all sort of get focused on the large things that we can see. They're actually not the most dangerous. It's the microplastics. A lot of them are coming from other sources, of course. Synthetic clothing, a lot of different makeup products, and all sorts of microbeads. But plastic just breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces. It doesn't actually break up. It doesn't break down. It stays toxic. It actually absorbs other toxins out of the water, the ocean and the environment it's in, and then gets to a level where it's ingested. And as the film that we showed the students this morning, the small fish eat the little bits, and the bigger fish eat the little fish. We eat the big fish, and we've all probably got microplastics in our bloodstream. They don't really know what it's going to do, but it won't be very good, I don't think.
You're keen to take this further when it comes to that campaign against plastics.
I'd like to see if the schools are interested to try and talk to our major supermarket chains and shopkeepers in the area about this plastic bag issue we have, which is just as unnecessary, in my opinion, just as devastating, and it seems like no one thinks about it at all. It really, we don't have to have a plastic bag every time we go shopping. So I think the schools have shown an interest. I'll have to talk to the other schools, but it would be an interesting thing to mount a sort of a challenge, I guess, to see if we can stop this.
Your family has a great history of philanthropy in this region. What does that bring to your life, to your family's history?
I guess my mum was the one who started this off with her her art. And I don't know how to quite explain it. I just think if you can do something, you have to. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's a lot of people that are able to do things in different ways. Whatever way you can do something, if you know there's a problem, you really should try and do something about it. I guess, makes you feel good, but it's not the point. It's just, it's criminal not to. And this is one way I can help.
Yeah. The power of giving, I guess, is what you're saying. This is your own money buying these bottles to give to high school students, every high school student in the Bega Valley. The power of giving plays out large in your life?
It does. It feels good to do it, and I guess not everyone can do it. So if you're in a position where you can do something like this, as I said, I think it's almost a crime not to, really. And hopefully it will inspire other people, businesses, because it's not that big. It doesn't take huge amounts of money. It does on an individual level to most people, but if you know, it really isn't an unobtainable goal for a shire or a council or a school to set itself. So hopefully just kick-starting that, and by doing something, you can start the ball rolling.
Bega Valley philanthropist Peter Hannon. You'll find photos and links to more info in the show notes, including details of the next Marine Science Forum hosted by the Sapphire Coast Marine Discovery Centre. That's coming up June 3 and 4 in Marimbula. Thanks to my partners in this podcast, Light to Light Camps, rolling out the red carpet on the 31-kilometre track between Boyd's Tower and Green Cape Lighthouse south of Eden. Head to their website for more, lighttolightcamps.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. Your feedback, story ideas, and advertising inquiries are really welcome. Send me an email to hello@aboutregional.com.au. But you'll find all my contact details on the About Regional website, or we can connect via the About Regional Facebook page. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Ian Campbell. This is About Regional, a new place for the stories of Southeast New South Wales. See you out and about.